following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good afternoon to you. We welcome you to Harold Noon Auditorium in Myrtle, where this afternoon we bring you coverage of the consolation bracket of the 54th Annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament. One game this afternoon, two games this evening. Our afternoon matchup will feature the Cologne Cowboys taking on the Jones County Coyotes. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPMO is brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school sports is also brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of the 54th Annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament is also brought to you by the Dakota Prairie Bank, Fisher Rounds & Associates, All-Pro Towing, by Sioux Nation and Fort Pierre, H&R Block, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, Kennedy Implement, Boer Building Center, Slumberland Furniture & Pier, West Central Electric, Philip Health Services, Halverson Oil, Reuben Ag, and Cherry Todd Electric. Also helping us with coverage of the annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament, the folks at First National Bank of Philip, the Pier Regional Airport, Kennebec Telephone, Prairie Pizza, and Pioneer Country Mart. And our first game of the afternoon, Jones County versus Cologne, also brought to you by Nick's Fencing, Crossroads Floral, Charles Baker Trucking, Myrtle Family Foods, Graham's Best Western, and the Buffalo Restaurant and Lounge. John Epp is our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us this afternoon for our coverage of Jones County's 54th Annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament. Of course, with Bennett County not able to participate in the tournament this year, Kadoka will get a bye to the Consolation Championship game tomorrow afternoon. Kadoka will not play today. We'll have the two games this evening on the championship side of the bracket. The winner of this ball game will play Kadoka for fifth place tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. The loser of this contest will see their run here at the 54th Annual Jones County Invitational come to an end. And, of course, Kadoka, who lost yesterday to Phillip, they'll be short a game that they need and want to try to make up. The loser of this contest will be in the same boat as we near the halfway mark of the season. We want to remind you, the folks at the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you that snow means slow, and stay aware for winter driving conditions, and we've got them here today around central South Dakota. Lots to talk about in our pregame show. It's brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance, and when we come back, we'll talk about how we got to where we are today. We'll preview the matchups this evening. We should have two good basketball contests coming your way this evening. Good one here this afternoon between Jones County and Cologne. We'll get it all underway next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPMO.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank welcomes you to this year's Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament. Just as the players are dedicated to the game on the court, so are the fans cheering in the stands. That's why Dakota Prairie Bank is once again sponsoring the Fan of the Game Award during halftime of every game. Each one receives a prize from Dakota Prairie Bank and a gift certificate for the concession stand. Good luck, participants and fans from the team at Dakota Prairie Bank with locations in Fort Pierre, Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Each South Dakota farmer operates differently, and that means that ag insurance should be as unique as every farmer in the field. Fisher Rounds & Associates gets to know you and your operation before we find a policy. That way, we can make sure you have the coverage you need. Contact Fisher Rounds & Associates and see what it means to have us at your service and at your side. Fisher Rounds and Associates, serving South Dakota farmers with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
All-Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo is proud to sponsor the Jones County Invitational and wish all participants best of luck in this tournament. All-Pro Towing and Repair may be in a small town, but are capable of big jobs to help you when you need it most. Offering 24-hour towing, recovery, and lockouts, All-Pro Towing and Repair also does light repairs at their shop east of Murdo on South Dakota Highway 248. Call 605-669-2075. Good luck to all Jones County Invitational athletes.
No limits, no compromises, no boundaries. The new generation of cattle handling is here with AeroQuip's new Q-Catch 87 Series Portable Chute, Alley, and Tub, giving you more steel, more capacity, and more efficiency to keep moving forward. Finally, a portable system that gives you heavy-duty durability and easy transportation over any terrain. And with our unique jacking system, you can lift or lower the unit with a push of a button. For more information, see Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
Hi, this is Michelle from your locally owned H&R Block in Pierre. Every dollar counts, and you can count on us to get every credit and deduction you deserve with or without the office visit.
Back here at Harold Dune Auditorium as we work our way closer to the tip-off of this consolation semifinal round matchup between the Cologne Cowboys and the Jones County Coyotes. In yesterday's action in the afternoon, it was Phillip for the second time this season. They knock off Kadoka. Final score in that ball game, 44-35. The Scotties were led by two double-figure scores. Samuel Hands, 15 points. 13 from Bryce Westby helped with the margin of victory. Kadoka was led by Dawson Reckling, who scored 17 points for Kadoka, who, again, will get the day off. They'll be back in action and take on the winner of the matchup here between Cologne and Jones County. The other games, the first game of the evening session, Lyman took care of business and knocked off Cologne 75-42. Final score in that ball game. The Raiders, four double-figure scorers led by the senior Jacob Sazu, who scored 15. Colton Collins with 14, 12 for Sam McClanahan. Stockton McClanahan with 11 points as well. Cologne was led by Eli Vober, who come off the bench for the Cowboys and scored 7 points in a losing cause. Again, 75-42 was the final score in that ball game. In the final matchup of the evening, it was Stanley County defeating Jones County. 48-25 was the final in that ball game. Jones County tried to slow the pace of the contest and actually had an 8-7 lead at the end of the opening quarter, but Stanley County eventually got their offense going. They struggled in the first half, but took a 4-point lead to the locker room at halftime and then went on to a 23-point win from there. Stanley County with 14 points from Lathan Prince, 11 from Cormac Duffy leading the way. Jones County with a balanced scoring attack in the loss, led by Cooper Feddersen's 8 points in the contest for Jones County. So this afternoon, Jones County versus Cologne in the consolation semifinals. The night games tonight should be two good ones. White River taking on Phillip. That game will get underway at 6:30. We'll be on the air around a 6:10 pregame this evening. The second game of the evening session will feature Lyman taking on Stanley County. That should be a fun matchup as well. Let's continue our pregame show, and we'll talk about what's going on this afternoon. We'll break down Cologne and Jones County just a little bit. We'll do that after we take a 3-minute break. You're listening to coverage of the 54th Annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament from KPMO.
Hello. Here's to welcoming moments, big and small, embracing the unexpected, savoring life. At Avera, our nationally recognized health system will be right here with you, ready for anything. We listen to your goals and help you achieve them with care and coverage. We'll move you forward through sickness and health and every milestone in between. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/forward.
Good luck, athletes from Kennedy Implement in Phillip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Phillip.
Moore Building Center in Myrtle is your full-service small-town lumber and hardware store. They have all your building needs, including the newest addition, Showplace Cabinets. Get your free estimate from Moore Building Center for your home and farm building needs. Moore Building Center is more than nuts and bolts. They're full-service and ready to help you. Proud to be family-owned and part of the Myrtle community. Best of luck to all contestants in the Jones County Invitational from Moore Building Center. Lumber Lane Furniture and Pier is happy to help sponsor South Dakota High School Sports. Stop by the store on the truck bypass and pier when you're looking for bedding, living room, or dining room furniture for your home. From a good night's rest with brands like Tempur-Pedic, Simmons, Sealy, and more, to living room furniture from Lazy Boy and Flex Steel, Slumber Lane Furniture and Pier has the brands you can trust. And remember, they deliver to your area. Stop by Slumber Lane Furniture on the truck bypass and pier for your next purchase of dependable quality furniture for your home.
This broadcast of high school sports is sponsored in part by West Central Electric Cooperative, serving Central South Dakota for over 70 years. West Central Electric is proud of our area youth and the effort they put into their school and sports activities. Always remember, hard work and determination are not just keys to success in a game, but also in life. West Central Electric Cooperative continues to strive for excellence in quality and service for all of your electrical needs. Good luck, athletes, from West Central Electric Cooperative.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Working our way to the tip-off of this consolation semifinal matchup between Cologne and Jones County. Our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam, and we'll break down the Cologne Cowboys first. The Cowboys come into the contest this afternoon with an overall record of 1-6, again losing to Lyman 75-42 last night. The Cowboys had a quick turnaround as they go home and come back here and get ready to play in the afternoon session. Currently, when you look at Region 6B, the Cowboys with a 1-6 record, just ahead of Avon by just a few percentage points for the number 9 overall seed. And they get into the meat of their season after they get done here. Believe it or not, next Monday night, they will host Jones County. So these two teams will see each other again here in a matter of days. And then Gabriel Mullen, Bennett County, Platt Geddes in the month of January. But some big games upcoming, and for Cologne, a lot of basketball and a lot of opportunities to move up in the seeding standings in Region 6B. Jones County still looking for their first win as they sit at 0-6. Well, we'll talk about Jones County after we take a three-minute break. Pre-game continues. We're back after this on KPLO.
It's Jones County Invitational time again, and Phillip Health Services wishes all the best to all the athletes. Phillip Health Services is dedicated to the community through hope, healing, and comfort. If you're interested in joining their team to offer quality health care to our community, they offer competitive pay and a great work-life balance. If interested, please visit PhilipHealthServices.com for more information. And again, to all the athletes competing in the Jones County Invitational, good luck from Phillip Health Services.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everybody competing in this year's Jones County Invitational. Halverson Oil invites you to stop in for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Halverson Oil C-Store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Jones County Invitational.
Welcome to the Jones County Invitational, Ruman Ag and Pioneer Season Press Show. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support area youth in their school athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. And if you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck to all athletes, everyone, at the Jones County Invitational from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Press Show.
Cherrytown Electric would like to wish all area athletes the best of luck at the Jones County Invitational. If you're a senior and your family are Cherrytown Electric members, you can apply for the $1,000 Basin Electric or the $500 Cherrytown Electric scholarships. Get your application in now. Deadline is February 14th. Drop off, mail, or email your application. Contact Chris Ron for more information at 605-856-4268. Again, the deadline is February 14th.
Building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Phillip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Phillip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Phillip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics and youth activities.
Why drive when you can fly from Pier? In the time it takes to drive to Murdo or Gettysburg, you could be in Denver. One-way rates as low as $59, 50 passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Book tickets through DenverAirConnection.com. Traveling further? Book tickets through United.com or any of your favorite sites. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking and no driving. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
About 10 minutes away from tip-off here this afternoon. Jones County getting set to take on Colombe. We broke down Colombe's point in the season just a few moments ago. Let's talk about Jones County. Coyotes 0-6, losing to Stanley County last night, 48-25. And again, Jones County kind of was able to dictate the pace of the ball game for about a quarter and a half before Stanley County was able to get their offense going. And when they did, they put up points in a hurry. And Jones County, at this point of the season, not able to match that type of firepower, as the Coyotes came up short by 23 last night. The Coyotes with an 0-6 overall record. Matchup here against Colombe this afternoon. They will see Colombe again next Tuesday down in Colombe. And then next Friday, Saturday, they are back-to-backs here at home hosting Kadoka area and Bison. Big matchup in 2 weeks against the Lyman Raiders. And then a doubleheader with Gregory back here at home. It will be a busy month for Jones County as they try to right their ship. And currently, the Coyotes, with that 0-6 record, set as the number 8 overall seed of Region 7B. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll come back with lineups. You're listening to coverage of the 54th Annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament from KPMO.
Good luck, athletes, from Kennedy Implement in Phillip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Phillip.
Since 2009, Prairie Pizza in Murdo has served their amazing pizza made with homemade sauce and dough for a one-of-a-kind experience. Enjoy gourmet pizza, chicken or wings, eat-in or carry-out. They open at 5 p.m. daily except Mondays through the winter months. To place your order, give them a call, 605-669-7492. That's 605-669-7492. Prairie Pizza wishes best of luck to all the contestants at the Jones County Invitational.
Pioneer Country Mart is a proud sponsor of high school athletics and all area youth activities. Pioneer Country Mart is a great place to stop along I-90. They're open 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. You'll find clean restrooms, friendly service, and plenty of parking close to the door. Load up on beverages, snacks, fill up the tank, or take a quick break in the casino. Pioneer Country Mart also has diesel fuel. Pioneer Country Mart in Myrtle, proud to support high school activities and athletes. Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.net.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, we can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. That's Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
Why drive when you can fly from Pier? In the time it takes to drive to Myrtle or Gettysburg, you could be in Denver. One-way rates as low as $59, 50 passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Book tickets through DenverAirConnection.com. Traveling further? Book tickets through United.com or any of your favorite sites. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking and no driving. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Time for starting lineups for this consolation semifinal matchup between Jones County and Cologne. Starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. Here are the starters first. For the Cologne Cowboys, in one guard, we'll see Caden Monroe, a 5'11 senior. The other guard is Joseph Laparath. He is a 5'10 sophomore. The front line, the forwards, Alec Tiemann, a 6-foot junior, along with William Looking Cloud. He is a junior at 6-foot. Starting center, Braden Seegers. Seegers is a 6'1 senior. For the Cowboys, Monroe and Laparath the guards, Tiemann and Looking Cloud the forwards, and Seegers at center. The Cologne Cowboys enter the contest with a record of 1-6. Their head coach is Vince Tiemann. For the Jones County Coyotes, in one guard, we'll see Chasten Tollickson, a 6'1 junior. The other guard, Kayan Convey, he is a senior at 6'2. Carter Iverson at one forward, a 6-foot senior, along with Jet Nix, a 6'3 sophomore. And the starting center for Jones County is Cooper Feddersen, a 6'4 sophomore. Tollickson and Convey the guards, Iverson and Nix the forwards, Cooper Feddersen at center for the Jones County Coyotes, who enter the ball game 0-6 on the season. The head coach of the Jones County Coyotes is David Hunt. We would like to welcome those of you joining us worldwide at drgnews.com. And we invite you to stay with us for our coverage of the Jones County Invitational again this evening, as we'll be on air around 6:10 as White River gets set to take on Phillips. Stanley County takes on Lyman. Finally, in our pregame is the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials for this consolation semifinal contest are Mike Pooley, Dave Brown, and Lee Johnson. The announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This is the pregame from Proxima State Farm Insurance, and we will tip off next on KPLO.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1900.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, we are KPLO 94.5 FM, Reliance, Chamberlain, and Jones County in Cologne. 100.5 FM, K263AW in Fairport Pierce. Slow the drive, arrive alive. Our tip-off brought to you by our friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins and treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. Coyotes in the home whites this afternoon. Cowboys in the road greens, and it will be Jones County who will control the tip. It is Tollickson to Iverson. Iverson attacks, but is bottled up defensively as the Cowboys switch up well defensively. Iverson will pass off, gets it back, drives and kicks as they go to the corner. This is Nix on the move, and he will draw a foul. And we will see free throws right out of the chute. The foul on Cash Heath, who did get the start this afternoon for Cologne. Nix at the free throw line to shoot two, and the 6'3 sophomore will put the first one up and good. So Jones County scores on their first possession. Second free throw is up. Second free throw is good by Jet Nix. So the Coyotes with a 2-0 lead. They will play a man-to-man defense as the Cowboys will settle in. Across the time stripe, it is Heath. Sending it back out front. Braden Seegers on the move. Shot no good. Rebound to Jones County. Feddersen will control it. Coyotes do have a little bit of a size advantage here. The Cowboys force a turnover on Jones County. Eli Bober with the steal, and up the floor, a quick shot for Joseph Laprath that's up and good. And that ties things at two, a minute into this opening quarter. And the Coyotes have the ball knocked out of bounds. Caden Kinsley has the ball knocked out of his hands. And the Coyotes will inbound it. 25 on the shot clock as they work inside. Nix loses the handle. And the Cowboys will head the other way with it. Bober on the left side of the baseline. Nice reverse layup. Good. And putting it up and in, Braden Seegers. And Cologne off to a nice start offensively, as they have a 4-2 advantage now. And they've been able to force some Jones County turnovers as well. Coyotes try to settle in. They run the half-court offense down low. Feddersen shot is up. Good. That basket will count. And a foul is called. Jones County, again, using that to advantage inside. The foul whistled on Braden Seegers, his first, the second team foul for the Cowboys, and the end one for Cooper Feddersen is up, and it is no good. 4-4 is our score, 90 seconds into this opening quarter. Game one of three we'll have for you on KPLO. Back-to-back matchups here tonight. Our pregame at around 6:10. Pass inside. This is Cash Heath going to the rim. Defensive play made by Jones County as Carter Iverson had the block, but then lost the basketball as he headed the other way. Made the defensive play, but Colombe will have the basketball on the side as they inbound on their half of the court. Nice give and go on the inbounds, and it's Eli Bober going to the rim. Just good, solid basketball. Nobody defends the inbounder there, and Bober just inbounded it and flashed right to the basket and got the ball right back and scored the easy two. Coyotes again dealing with pressure. Almost lose the basketball. Now they will turn it over. Here is Laprath with the steal, and he'll go to the rim. The layup is no good, and here comes Jones County. Knicks will lead the break. Up the floor it comes Pedersen. On the drive, shot is blocked. A foul is going to be called. Well, they're going to just say out of bounds. They're just going to say out of bounds, and Jones County will inbound it underneath their own basket. Baseline right. They will put it in play as Iverson puts it in. It goes to Kinsley. Now Pedersen drives into triple coverage, sends it back out. Iverson again, they'll post up Pedersen, and again, we're going to have a foul called on Colombe, and the Coyotes trying to use their size to their advantage, and they've been able to do that as the foul here on Cash Heath will be his second. But for the Coyotes to be successful, they're going to have to make their free throws. Cooper Pedersen at the line will put the first two up and good. Jones County, 3 of 4 from the free throw line to start in this first quarter. Trailing by one at 6-5. Pedersen will put the second free throw up and good. 6-6. 5.5 minutes remain here in the opening quarter. Monroe across half court as they go high post. Look to feed inside, back up top. Joseph Laprath will drive back around the perimeter, making that Coyote man-to-man defense move. And we're going to have a whistle and a reach-in foul called on the Coyotes, and it will be on Pedersen. Cooper picks up his first foul. It will be team foul number one for Jones County. Colombe will inbound and put it in play. As they go down low, shot tipped. Jones County makes the defensive play. Collickson to the rim, layup good. We have not seen Jones County run that much, but they had the opportunity there, and they were able to get the ball up the floor and score the layup and have the lead now as Colombe will try a corner three, and that shot is no good. The rebound comes off long and out of bounds, and it will belong to the Coyotes as Jones County looks to put the basketball in play. It is an 8-6 lead for Jones County. They bring it across half court. Caden Kinsley on the wing will go to Tollickson. Now Pedersen fakes the three, drives, shot up in the paint, up and no good. Rebound Colombe. They will attack the rim. Shot is good. That basket is going to count. A foul is called. Joseph Laprath to the rim. And he will get the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play. The foul on Jones County, Chasten Tollickson, will be his first. The second team foul against the Coyotes. The N1 for Laprath. And it is up and good. 9-8 as we seesaw back and forth here. Coyotes again put on the ball inside. This time Pedersen got behind the defense and scores the two. And you can see what Jones County wants to do here. Again, trying to control the pace of the ball game. Their defense forces a turnover. Here is Tollickson to the rim. Layup is good. And the Coyotes all of a sudden score the last four and have a three-point advantage. Halfway through the quarter, Colombe will throw the basketball out of bounds. That is their fourth turnover as substitutions come into the ball game. We will see Norman Chasinghawk in. We will also see William Looking Cloud in the contest for Colombe. Three-point lead for the Coyotes. Iverson on the drive. He will get a step on the defense and go to the rim and score the two. 14-9 now. As, again, Colombe with an errant pass, and it will go out of bounds. And that is five turnovers against the Cowboys, and a timeout's going to be taken. This will be a 30-second timeout with 3:41 remaining in the opening quarter. 14-9 Coyotes. We're back in 30 seconds on KPMO.
Nick's Fencing in Myrtle is proud of local high school athletes and wishes them the best of luck. Nick's Fencing provides top-notch quality fencing services for your agricultural needs. Whether your needs are barbed wire fence, continuous fence, windbreaks, or building corrals, call Chris at 605-530-5104. That's 530-5104 to see what Nick's Fencing can do for you. Call now and book for next spring and beyond. Nick's Fencing says go Coyotes.
Timeouts are brought to you by Exagra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Exagra cooperative today. 14-9. The Coyotes have the lead. They have scored the last half dozen, but do not score here as they turn the basketball over. And for Jones County, their third turnover of the first half. And Colom again, trying to get settled in offensively, wind up turning the basketball over. That is six in this first half. The Coyotes, a little dangerous there. Long pass up the floor, intercepted. Carter Iverson gets in there and ties it up. It was Caden Monroe that made the defensive play. Iverson ties it up after the turnover. The alternating possession will remain with Colom, so that's another turnover for Jones County. That is their fourth of the ball game. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jones County. As Colom again will inbound it. Down low it comes. This is Caden Monroe in the lane. Runner is up, no good. Jones County will get the rebound. Kinsley on the move as he tries to go to the baseline and loses the basketball out of bounds. Turnover number five for Jones County, and you can see both of these teams perhaps trying to play a little quicker than they normally would, but playing with a little bit of a sense of urgency here in this first period. Jumper taken by William Looking Cloud is up, no good. That was a three-point try. Rebound Jones County. They'll go to the baseline. Iverson out front. Feddersen in the lane. Sends it down low. It's Nix to the rim. That shot is up good, and the basket will count. A foul is going to be called. The personal, the fourth team foul in Colom, will be the first on Caden Monroe. Nix with his first field goal. He has 4 points. The chance at the three-point play, and it is up and good. 17-9 is our score. And Colom working against Jones County pressure. Jones County sets up at half court, not necessarily a half-court trap. But they are picking up defensively at half court, and Colom has been having issues with that. They commit another turnover here, and it will be their seventh turnover of this opening quarter. 17-9, Coyotes have the lead. Near turnover for Jones County. They have been generous with the basketball as well as the Coyotes attack the rim, and ball is knocked out of bounds by the Cowboys. The Coyotes will inbound the basketball on the baseline. It comes into Kinsley, now Feddersen. It worked the turnaround, instead pass off, and throws the basketball away. A dangerous play there. And then Colom heads the other way. Colom will turn the basketball over, and here comes Jones County. 2 minutes remain in the opening quarter, 17-9 Coyotes. Here is Iverson on the move. Carter to the rim. That shot is good. He will get a chance at a three-point play. Got a step on the defender, and was able to go to the rim and hit the floater. And now at the free throw line will be Carter Iverson. He'll get a chance at another three-point play. Jones County, this is their fourth attempt at a three-point play. The free throw is no good. The ball goes out of bounds and belongs to the Cowboys. But through all of this, Jones County has built themselves up a 10-point lead at 19-9. Here a three from up top. Up and good. Joseph Laparath sends it home. And boy, did DeColombe need that. Up the floor, long pass, and DeColombe tips it and out of bounds. Jones County not really being pressured, but trying to outrun DeColombe up the floor. Almost turned it over. Coyotes will send it to the corner. Kinsley, backdoor pass Nicks to the rim. Shot no good. Rebound Feddersen. He'll go up strong and is hammered, and he will get free throws. And Jones County, we talked about the size advantage, and we could see early what the strategy for Jones County was going to be in this ballgame, trying to get it inside, and they have been able to do that. Six team fouls in the Cowboys. The second personal foul on William Looking Cloud, and Cooper Feddersen at the free throw line shooting two. He'll put the first free throw up and good. An 8-point lead for Jones County at 20-12. Here's the second free throw. That is up and good. 21-12 is our score. DeColombe almost turns it over. They do turn it over. Here is Tollicks into the rim. Shot no good, but the Coyotes get the rebound. Iverson in traffic will get it out of traffic, and then he throws the basketball away. And here is DeColombe to the rim. Shot no good. Rebound Jones County. Coyotes up the floor. Tollicks into the rim. Layup good. I'm not sure if the pace of the last few possessions favors either one of these teams, but Jones County been able to make the best of it as they lead now by 11 at 23-12. That is their biggest lead of the ball game. Here, an elbow jumper from Eli Vober is no good. Offensive rebound, DeColombe, and then they throw the basketball away. A foul in the backcourt whistled against the Cowboys. One and one for Jones County. The foul on Alec Thiemann will be his first. Carter Iverson at the free throw line for Jones County. He'll shoot the front end of a one and one. It is a 23-12 lead, but first, before the Iverson free throw, a timeout taken by the Cowboys. This will be a full timeout with 52 seconds remaining in the half. 23-12 Jones County. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Crossroads Coffee, Floral, and Gifts of Myrtle commends the hard work and dedication of all area local high school athletes. Crossroads specializes in made-to-order fresh flower arrangements and gifts for all occasions. Valentine's Day is coming soon. Don't forget your special Valentine and order today. Stop by Crossroads Coffee, Floral, and Gifts or call 605-530-2589 to place your order. Best of luck, contestants, at the Jones County Invitational.
Best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes. That's the wish from everyone at Charles Baker Trucking LLC of Myrtle. They know how hard you work each year out on the court. And that's the same way Charles Baker Trucking will go to work for you. For all your trucking needs, local or long haul, call the company that's proven to work hard for you. Charles Baker Trucking LLC of Myrtle. Call 605-669-2100 or toll free at 800-669-2102. Now go get them, Coyotes, from Charles Baker Trucking of Myrtle.
Is our score as Jones County has the lead. The Coyotes have DeColombe over the foul limit, so the Coyotes will get one and one free throws here. Carter Iverson puts the first up and good. He has another one coming here. The Coyotes with a 24-12 lead with 52 seconds remaining in quarter number one, and this has been a good start for Jones County. Maybe not necessarily wanting to play at the pace that they have, but they have been able to make some, score some points in transition, something they did not try to do and could not do last night against Stanley County. Here is DeColombe needing a basket. They'll get into the paint, and Braden Seegers will get a pair of free throws as a foul is called on Jones County. Coyotes with their fourth team foul. That is the second on Cooper Feddersen. Braden Seegers at the line for two, and the first is good. 24-13, Coyotes by 11. Here's the second free throw. That is up and good. And it's a 10-point game once again. Full court man pressure applied by the Coyotes. Kinsley, Feddersen, Iverson as they get it across half court. Kinsley once again. Back to Tollickson. Now Iverson at the point. As again, the Coyotes will work offense. Little motion up front, out front, as they work on the perimeter. Trying to wind the clock down here a little bit in the final seconds of this opening quarter. Kinsley on the move, gets tripped up by a defender, and then gets tied up. The possession arrow will belong to Jones County. They will inbound underneath the basket with 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. And a thought maybe perhaps that Jones County was going to call a timeout, but they are not. And Jones County sets to put it in play. From the left side of the key, it will come in, and it comes to Feddersen. Out front, Kinsley. To the corner now, Iverson, as he drives. Ball tip, 2-1. Shot clock expires, and that is a turnover for Jones County. And for Cologne, some good defense there, and they'll get a chance at it with 3 seconds remaining in the quarter. And here is Joseph Laprack. Lets it fly from half court, and shot is no good, and that is the end of opening quarter here in this consolation semifinal matchup. 24-14 Jones County. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Check out the latest information at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We'll take a 60-second break and return on KPMO.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast to the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods. Ram's Best Western in Murdo welcomes everybody to town for the Jones County Invitational. Graham's Best Western is a great place to stay with free continental breakfast and free internet too. All rooms are ground level, so you can park right in front of your door. Graham's Best Western is pet friendly with permission and has a large parking lot for trailers and RVs. Good luck to all the athletes in the Jones County Invitational from the friendly staff at Graham's Best Western in Murdo.
Well, an up and down and turnover filled affair in the opening quarter. The Cowboys with 10 turnovers. Jones County gave the football or the basketball up 8 times in the in the opening quarter. Coyotes lead 24-14. Jones County again turns over Cologne as Carter Iverson makes the defensive play, and he has the basketball out front. He'll drive and kick ball into the hands of Gunner Whitney, who sees some action here in the second quarter. Iverson will drive, gets it inside to Feddersen. Strong move to the basket. The shot is left short, and the rebound pulled down by the Cowboys, who head the other way. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Here are the Cowboys up top of 3 taken. That is up by Alec Tiemann and no good. The rebound comes off long and out of bounds, but they will say touched by Jones County. So Cologne, we'll get a extra possession here. They'll reset the shot clock as well. The inbounds comes to Tiemann. Now Caden Pectola with it. The Cowboys work it back around the perimeter. Jones County playing a man-to-man defense that has been able to force some turnovers. Here's Tiemann trying to force it down low and throws it into traffic. The Coyotes are there with double coverage. They tip it away. Here is Iverson with the floater. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Cologne. Cowboys will try to run as they head the other way and bring the ball across the half-court stripe. Pull-up jumper from 15 is no good. A rebound pulled down by the Cowboys, or the Coyotes, rather, as Jones County brings it across half-court. And then Caden Kinsley throws the basketball away. Lead pass up the floor to Cologne. That's Joseph Laprath, and Laprath will score the 2. He has 10 of Jones County, or of Cologne's 16 points in this first half, and David Hunt and Jones County are going to take a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. 24-16 Jones County. We're back in 30 seconds on KPMO.
The Buffalo Lounge and Restaurant in Murdo wishes the Jones County Coyotes good luck in today's game.
They know how hard you work to play your very best, and they're very proud of you. The Buffalo Lounge and Restaurant is a great place to kick back and relax with a good meal and good conversation. So come on in and see for yourself. Give them all you got, Coyotes, from the Buffalo Lounge and Restaurant in Murdo.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres. Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra Cooperative today. 24-16 is our score as we work in the early moments of quarter number two. Coyotes with an 8-point lead. They have led by as many as 11 in this first half. Kinsley across half court. Tollickson, now Whitney on the wing left side. Cologne trying to overplay passing lanes and try to force a few more turnovers. They knock the ball free. It is loose. The Coyotes do track it back down. Shot clock at 13 as the Coyotes reset it. And Caden Kinsley trying to send it to the right wing, and the ball is tipped and out of bounds. And it is tipped by the Cowboys, so Jones County will put it in play once again. Shot clock at 6 as Nix will try to create, sends it out. Tollickson with a 3 as the shot clock winds down, and it's good. 27-16, Jones County back to an 11-point advantage. Whistle out front and a reach. Foul called on Tollickson. That will be his second foul. Jason will take out or will check out of the ball game. Carter Iverson will check back in. The fifth team foul whistled against Jones County. As the Cowboys put it in play and settle in offensively. A 3 from the left wing is up and good. And that's Joseph Laprap. His second 3 of the ball game. He has scored 13 points, 27-19. 8-point ball game once again as we roll to the 5-minute mark remaining in the first half. Jones County with it. Again, working on the perimeter. They send a pass wide, and Gunnar Whitney can't hang on to it. The ball is turned over. Feddersen in. Kinsley will check out. It is a 27-19 score. As the Cowboys work with it down low, and the jumper is up good. That's Braden Seegers who puts it up and in. He has 5 points, now making 6 points. It's 27-21 as Cologne tries to battle back here, and they make the defensive play. And now with a long pass up the floor, they get a chance at an easy 2, and they'll put it up and in. Eli Vober scores the 2 for Cologne, and it's a 4-point ball game now at 27-23. Here the Coyotes again playing dangerous with the basketball. Around the perimeter it comes to the baseline, Noah Karg, and Karg is bumped. I think we're going to have a foul call. We will have a foul called on the Cowboys, and it will be on Joseph Laprath, I believe. No, pardon me, it's 22, not 12. Caden Pectola with his first personal foul. Going to the free throw line, Noah Karg, the 6'4 senior. This will be a 1-1 situation. The free throw is up good. 28-23 is our score with 4:25 remaining in the second quarter. Winner will play Kidoka tomorrow for fifth place at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have that for you here on KPLO. Carr gets both free throws to push the advantage to 6 once again. It's 29-23. 3 taken up and no good by Joseph Laprath. And Jones County will get the rebound. Whitney, now Iverson. He comes and gets the basketball on the left side. Iverson will send it out front and back around the perimeter it comes. Nix on the wing right. Now Iverson. Looking to feed inside, but Cologne, again, doing a good job of overplaying passing lane. Coyotes almost go over and back, but they do keep it in play. Here is Whitney. They try to pass inside and force, and again, it's turned over and a run out for Cologne, and the layup is good by Joseph Laprath, and we are going to see a timeout taken by Jones County. A full timeout with 3:37 remaining in the half. It's 29-25 Jones County. And we will take a 60-second break on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank welcomes you to this year's Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament. Just as the players are dedicated to the game on the court, so are the fans cheering in the stands. That's why Dakota Prairie Bank is once again sponsoring the Fan of the Game Award during halftime of every game. Each one receives a prize from Dakota Prairie Bank and a gift certificate for the concession stand. Good luck, participants and fans from the team at Dakota Prairie Bank with locations in Fort Pierre, Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra Cooperative today. The Coyotes, using their second timeout in this first half, they had an 11-point lead. Colombe has erased that deficit to make it a four-point ball game at 29-25. Here is Jones County as they work on the perimeter, and Jet Nix called for a carry, and that will be a turnover for Jones County, their 11th of the ball game. And here is Cologne once again, trailing by four. A chance for them to draw closer. Teaming up top with it into the hands of Caden Pectola. Around the perimeter, Braden Seegers. Back out front, and around it comes. Here is Joseph Laprath, losing the handle, but able to track it back down. Needed some help as he got rid of it. Shot clock winding down, a shot forced by Vober. Shot is no good, and he'll get his own rebound, and he is fouled on the way back up. Pair of free throws for Eli Vober, the third personal foul on Cooper Feddersen. As Eli Vober will step to the line to shoot two, the first is up, and it is good. No good, pardon me. Feddersen will check out. Caden Kinsley will check into the ball game. And here is the second free throw. That is up good. Vober hits one of two, has scored 5 points. And it's a three-point ball game, 29-26. Down low, Karg in the lane, has the ball knocked away, but he is fouled and will get free throws. Nine team fouls now for Cologne. Noah Karg at the free throw line. He will be asked to play some minutes here in this second or in this first half. Right, stay out there for the remainder of the half to provide some size to this Jones County lineup. Hopefully provide some offense. He hit two free throws earlier, misses the first of two, and settles in for free throw number two. And that one is up good. 36-26. 2:35 remains in the first half. Cologne with it. On the perimeter. Quick jumper taken. Braden Seegers. It's no good. Rebound loose. Jones County will come away with it. And here is Caden Kinsley as he brings the ball across the time stripe. Iverson right side. Pass inside the next. Jet to the rim. Shot is too strong and no good. A rebound Cologne. They get another defensive stop. Still trail by four as they cross half court. Vober to the corner, a three taken. That is up good from Joseph Laprath, and he has had a big, big first half, scoring 18 points. And it's 30-29 with 2 minutes remaining. We work our way to the halftime break. Nix on the drive. Tries to pass it and send it to the corner. It's kicked or tipped by Cologne and out of bounds. Jones County will look to put it in play from the corner as they send it in. Whitney, now Kinsley, back to Whitney. 17 on the shot clock. Kinsley gets it once again. Around the perimeter, Whitney, the open look, and the 15-footer is up, no good. Rebound, Cologne. They can take the lead this time down as they go into Vober. To the rim, he's fouled as the ball stripped out of his hands, but Lee Johnson is going to whistle the foul on Jones County, and it is on Gunner Whitney, who picks up his first foul. Both teams will be in the bonus for the remainder of the half. A pair of free throws for the freshman, Eli Vober. A free throw number one will rim in and out, no good. 30-29 is our score. A minute 31 remains in this second quarter. Here's the second free throw. That is good. Ties things at 30. And for both of these teams, it has been quite an offensive outburst. Here is Gunner Whitney answering for Jones County. The freshman puts it up and in. That makes it 32-30. Coyotes back out in front now. As Cologne tries to answer, Vober to the rim. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it will remain with Cologne. Not sure why the shot clock did not reset. It has not. I think they're still having a conversation about it, but apparently that shot attempt by Vober did not touch the rim. So Cologne still has it. Vober out front to the wing now. Pectola and to the corner. Three taken. It is up. No good. Offensive rebound. Cologne put back. Won't go. And Coyotes will clear it. It's a Braden Seegers three-point try that did not go down. And here is Jones County with it. Kinsley on the move. Kinsley spins into a double team, and he traveled. Turnover number 12 for Jones County, and after they had a little bit of a turnover advantage, as in not committing as many turnovers as Cologne has, that stat has evened up now at 12 apiece in this first half. 38 seconds remain until halftime. Here is Cologne on the move, and a whistle and a foul. A hold whistled on Jones County as the foul whistled on Noah Karg, and that will be his first. 1-1 free throws for Braden Seeger, who is 2 of 2 from the stripe. Free throw is up, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, and it's Jones County's. Shot clock will be off here as Jones County can try to use up the clock for the remainder of this first half. Iverson, Whitney, back to Iverson. On the right side, back out front, Kinsley tries to pass off, and Cologne got a hand on it but couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. A break for the Coyotes as they will inbound once again. It will be Nix who will trigger with 18 seconds remaining in the half. Out to Kinsley, now Iverson. Whitney on the move. Pass back out front, kept from going over and back by Kinsley, and then Carter Iverson making the catch, wound up going over the half-court line, and another turnover for Jones County. A 2-tie, a 3 from Cologne. They have hit 3 of them in this first half, would give them the lead for the first time since the opening quarter. On the drive, shot is up, no good. Rebound, Cologne, put back there, won't go. Again, they crash the boards, and the first half comes to an end. 32-30 is our score as Jones County has the lead. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Buy Right Seeds is next on KPMO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
All-Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo is proud to sponsor the Jones County Invitational and wish all participants best of luck in this tournament. All-Pro Towing and Repair may be in a small town, but are capable of big jobs to help you when you need it most. Offering 24-hour towing, recovery, and lockouts. All-Pro Towing and Repair also does light repairs at their shop east of Murdo on South Dakota Highway 248. Call 605-669-2075. Good luck to all Jones County Invitational athletes.
With the cold weather, it's important to prepare for calving season so you're not caught off guard when the time comes and you're scrambling for supplies. See the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. They stock calving aids and equipment from calf pullers, calving chains, ear tags, and colostrum to calving pens, calf shelters, and windbreaks. They're ready to make calving season easier for you. Check with the folks at No Livestock. Call 223-3101, 223-3101 for Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
Hi, this is Michelle from your locally owned H&R Block in Pierre. Every dollar counts, and you can count on us to get every credit and deduction you deserve with or without the office visit.
Hello, here's to welcoming moments, big and small, embracing the unexpected, savoring life. At Avera, our nationally recognized health system will be right here with you, ready for anything. We listen to your goals and help you achieve them with care and coverage. We'll move you forward through sickness and health and every milestone in between. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/forward.
Good luck, athletes from Kennedy Implement in Phillip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Phillip.
Halftime here at Harold Thune Auditorium in Murdo. A good battle here in the consolation semifinals. Jones County leading Cologne 32-30 as we look at individual scoring in this ball game. For the Cowboys first, a big first half for Joseph Laprath, the sophomore, 18 first half points. Braden Seegers has scored 6. Eli Bober with 6 points in the ball game. 3 Cologne Cowboys have accounted for all 30 of the points scored by Cologne in the first half. Cologne goes to the free throw line 8 times. They were 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Cologne with 12 turnovers in the ballgame. For Jones County, Chasten Tollickson and Cooper Feddersen both with 8 points. Jet Nix with 5. Carter Iverson with 5. Noah Karg off the bench adds 3. Gunnar Whitney off the bench adds 2 points in the ballgame for Jones County. Coyotes go to the free throw line 14 times. They were 11 of 14 from the free throw line, and they had 13 first half turnovers. Jones County was able to build up a double-digit lead as they worked to get the basketball inside. Cologne did a nice job adjusting defensively and making it hard for Jones County to do that. And when it got to be an up and down, more up-tempo type of ball game, that favored Cologne. And when Cooper Feddersen picked up his 3rd personal foul, well, that changed things as well. As Feddersen goes to the bench, a lot of the size for the from the Jones County lineup is on the bench, and that means it turned into an up-and-down affair in the second half, and the Cowboys erased an 11-point deficit and are right back in this ball game. 32-30 is our score here at the halftime break. Let's break for 2 minutes, and we'll be back with more from Murdo on KPLO.
Moore Building Center in Murdo is your full-service small-town lumber and hardware store. They have all your building needs, including the newest addition, Showplace Cabinets. Get your free estimate from Moore Building Center for your home and farm building needs. Moore Building Center is more than nuts and bolts. They're full-service and ready to help you. Proud to be family-owned and part of the Murdo community. Best of luck to all contestants in the Jones County Invitational from Moore Building Center. Lumber Lane Furniture and Pier is happy to help sponsor South Dakota high school sports. Stop by the store on the truck bypass and pier when you're looking for bedding, living room, or dining room furniture for your home. From a good night's rest with brands like Tempur-Pedic, Simmons, Sealy, and more, to living room furniture from Lazy Boy and Flex Steel, Slumber Lane Furniture and Pier has the brands you can trust. And remember, they deliver to your area. Stop by Slumber Lane Furniture on the truck bypass and pier for your next purchase of dependable quality furniture for your home.
This broadcast of high school sports is sponsored in part by West Central Electric Cooperative, serving Central South Dakota for over 70 years. West Central Electric is proud of our area youth and the effort they put into their school and sports activities. Always remember, hard work and determination are not just keys to success in a game, but also in life. West Central Electric Cooperative continues to strive for excellence in quality and service for all of your electrical needs. Good luck, athletes, from West Central Electric Cooperative.
It's Jones County Invitational time again, and Philip Health Services wishes all the best to all the athletes. Philip Health Services is dedicated to the community through hope, healing, and comfort. If you're interested in joining their team to offer quality health care to our community, they offer competitive pay and a great work-life balance. If interested, please visit philiphealthservices.com for more information. And again, to all the athletes competing in the Jones County Invitational, good luck from Philip Health Services.
During all nine games of the 54th Annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament, the Dakota Prairie Bank, and off with offices in Fort Pierre, Fresh Oak, Draper, and White River, name a fan of the game. And our fan of the game for our fourth game of the Jones County Invitational is Sainey Moore. She is the Dakota Prairie Bank fan of the game. 32-30, our halftime score. Another two-minute break. Third quarter action is next on KPLL.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank welcomes you to this year's Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament. Just as the players are dedicated to the game on the court, so are the fans cheering in the stands. That's why Dakota Prairie Bank is once again sponsoring the Fan of the Game Award during halftime of every game. Each one receives a prize from Dakota Prairie Bank and a gift certificate for the concession stand. Good luck, participants and fans from the team at Dakota Prairie Bank, with locations in Fort Pierre, Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC. Elverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everybody competing in this year's Jones County Invitational. Elverson Oil invites you to stop in for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Elverson Oil C-Store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Elverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Jones County Invitational.
Welcome to the Jones County Invitational. Ruman Ag and Pioneer Season Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support area youth in their school athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. And if you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck to all athletes, to everyone, at the Jones County Invitational. From Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Cherrytown Electric would like to wish all area athletes the best of luck at the Jones County Invitational. If you're a senior and your family are Cherry Todd Electric members, you can apply for the $1,000 Basin Electric or the $500 Cherry Todd Electric scholarships. Get your application in now. Deadline is February 14th. Drop off, mail, or email your application. Contact Chris Ron for more information at 605-856-4268. Again, the deadline is February 14th.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, we are KPLO 94.5 FM, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K263AW in Pierfort Pier. Leave sooner, drive slower, and live longer. For Colom, it will be Vober, Laprath, Tiemann, Heath, and Seegers to start the second half. Jones County with the basketball. Down low, Cooper Pedersen, shot no good. Offensive rebound, Jet Nix. Iverson will drive and kick. It comes down to Nix. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Colom. Heath on the move as he crosses half court. Colom led in the opening quarter. Colom trailed by as many as 11 in the first half of this ball game. But they're right there, and a three would give them the lead, but they'll turn it over here. Cooper Pettersson with the defensive play. Remember, he's playing with three personals. We'll watch that here in this third quarter. Cowboys run the offense. Tollickson, Iverson, Kinsley, Nix, and Pettersson on the floor. Wrap around pass, Pettersson in traffic. He'll put the runner up, no good. Nix with the follow won't go. And Cologne will come away with the rebound. And here is Cologne on the move to the rim. Shot by Joseph Laprath. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Jones County. We've played a minute of scoreless basketball in this third quarter. The winner will play Cologne tomorrow afternoon for fifth place. As Jones County turns it over, and then Cologne will send it right back. 14 turnovers for each team as the Coyotes operate. The winner will play Kadoka tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 for fifth place. The loser, because Bennett County not participating again due to COVID issues, there will not be a seventh place game. So the loser of this contest will have to look to try to find that 20th ball game. And as Caden Kinsley gets inside and has a shot swatted away. And here is Cologne as they bring it across half court. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. It remains 32-30. Here's Joseph Laprath, high post teaming. The face-up jumper is no good. Offensive rebound, Cologne. It pinballs around. It's out of bounds. It is off of Jones County. The ball will remain with Cologne underneath our vantage point here at Harold Thune Auditorium. The Cowboys will look to put it in play. Here is Cologne on the move, going to the rim. Shot is up good. That is Eli Vober who scores the basket. We're going to have a foul called on Jones County. The basket will count, I believe. It should count. We have not seen it come up on the scoreboard as of yet. And now it has. So the basket will count. Vober with an opportunity at a three-point play. The foul on Cooper Pettersson is his fourth foul, and that really changes things for the Jones County attack for at least this third quarter. The N1 by Vober is up and good. Cologne has the lead for the first time in the second half at 33-32. Coyotes up the floor with a long pass. Ball tipped by Cologne and out of bounds. Jones County set to put it in play. The inbounds comes in to Kinsley. Now Iverson, who pulls up from 12 and puts the jumper home. Carter Iverson with his first points of the second half. First points for the Jones County Coyotes. They lead 34-33 as our lead changes once again. It's our sixth lead change of the ball game. Three taken from up top. Laprath is no good. A rebound out of bounds and to the Coyotes. Laprath had a big first half. He hit three threes and scored 18 points for Cologne. Jones County will put it in play. Cologne will play full court man-to-man defense. Iverson across half court. Kinsley on the wing right side, out front, and a double dribble. A turnover on Jones County. That is 15 turnovers in the ballgame. And Cologne with an opportunity to get the lead back. It is Laprath working with it out front, the sophomore. Now to the freshman, Eli Vober. Down low, ball knocked free. It's loose, picked up by the Cowboys. Dash Heath goes to the rim. That shot is no good. They battle for the loose basketball. It goes out of bounds and will belong to Jones County. Coyotes will bring it across half court. Kinsley, Iverson, Nix now. They go to the corner, chased in Tollickson. He'll work the lob inside. A dangerous pass, too tall for Carter Iverson. And another turnover for Jones County, 34-33. 4.5 minutes remain in the third quarter. Up top, it's Tiemann working against Nix. Nice spin move in the lane. The runner is up good. Alex Tiemann with his first points of the second half. 35-34. Working to the halfway mark of the quarter. Inside it comes. Shot is up and no good. But Jones County will get the rebound. Jet Nix in traffic. That won't go. He'll get another opportunity. And here is Jones County. Tollickson Now Iverson with it. And we are at the halfway mark of this third quarter. Knicks underneath the basket, double covered. It comes to Tollickson, the open man. He'll try a three. That is no good. The rebound pulled down by Cologne. 35-34 with 3:50 remaining third quarter. Cowboys working with the basketball as they send it back out front. They operate with a one-point lead here. Vober to the left side. Three taken up and no good by Cash Heath. The rebound to Jones County. Coyotes trail by one as they try to get the lead back. Iverson on the right wing with the dribble left-handed brings it back to the top of the key. Now it's Tollickson. He will drive. The off-balance reverse prayer is answered. Jason Tollickson will put it up and good. 36-35, Jones County. Working to 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Pass tip. Tollickson with the steal. Cologne is trying to get it back. They tip it, try to keep it alive and send it out of bounds. The ball will belong to Jones County. As the Coyotes will inbound it in front of their own basket. 36-35 is our score. Kinsley, bounce pass inside and going to the rim and scoring the two. Noah Karg, kind of an off-balance shot, but he got it to go down. 38-35, Coyotes by three now. And here is Cologne on the move, Caden Pectola. And his runner is up good. Caden Pectola with his first points of the second half, 38-37. 2:35 remains in the third quarter. Here's a three by Chasten Tollickson. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Cologne. Laprath to the rim. That basket is going to count, and a foul is called. Laprath with 20 points in the ballgame. Makes it 38-37. The foul on Chasten Tollickson will be personal foul number four. He will have to check out. Gunnar Whitney is in. The end one for Laprath is up good. 40-38. We approach the two-minute mark remaining in this third quarter. Iverson for Jones County. Now it's Whitney. They play catch on the perimeter. As Whitney has it on the right wing. Throws the skip pass. It's Kinsley. Up top to Iverson. Ball tipped and stolen. It's Laprath to the rim. Layup is no good. Cologne will get the rebound. Again, they go to the rim. Again, the shot is no good. And the rebound, Jones County, and then Cologne will steal it back. And then it's tipped around. Cologne will hang on to it. The Cowboys are milking a two-point advantage. They go inside. Shot is up, no good. That is William Looking Cloud working hard on the inside. Can't score. Back out to Caden Monroe. He'll go to the rim and score the two. To make it 42-38, a timeout taken, Jones County. It is a four-point lead for Cologne at 42-38. Full timeout taken by the Coyotes. With a minute 33 remaining third quarter, we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Knicks Fencing in Myrtle is proud of local high school athletes and wishes them the best of luck. Knicks Fencing provides top-notch quality fencing services for your agricultural needs. Whether your needs are barbed wire fence, continuous fence, windbreaks, or building corrals, call Chris at 605-530-5104. That's 530-5104 to see what Knicks Fencing can do for you. Call now and book for next spring and beyond. Knicks Fencing says go Coyotes.
Crossroads Coffee, Floral, and Gifts of Myrtle commends the hard work and dedication of all area local high school athletes. Crossroads specializes in made-to-order fresh flower arrangements and gifts for all occasions. Valentine's Day is coming soon. Don't forget your special Valentine in order today. Stop by Crossroads Coffee, Floral, and Gifts or call 605-530-2589 to place your order. Best of luck, contestants, at the Jones County Invitational.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Minute 33 remains in the third quarter. 42-38, Cologne. We have had seven lead changes in this ball game, but the Cowboys have been able to put together a nice third quarter so far as the Coyotes again turn the basketball over. That is their 19th turnover, their sixth of this third quarter. And it gives the Cowboys another offensive opportunity. Down low it comes into the hands of Caden Monroe. He will pass it off. Norman chasing Hawk. Passing off to Laprath. He'll drive and fire. Shot is no good. Jones County will get the rebound. Coyotes will head the other way. They go down low. This is Noah Carg. He gets double teamed, sends it back out, and the ball again is turned over. And here is Cologne the other way. As they work the basketball back up top, and Cologne with a 4-point lead. You might see them perhaps try to be a little more patient and shorten up the quarter, but an opportunity for William Looking Cloud to get to the rim and score, and makes a pretty move in the paint and scores the 2-point basket. 44-38, Cologne with their biggest lead, and here is Jones County answering at their end. Noah Carg will score the two to make it 44-40. And a foul is going to be called on Jones County. Norman Chasing Hawk fouled by Carter Iverson. And Iverson with his first foul. Jones County in foul trouble. Chasten Tollickson with four. Cooper Feddersen with three. Both of them have been on the bench for extended minutes here in this third quarter. That has allowed Cologne to work with the advantage. Off the inbounds pass, a jumper from Norman Chasing Hawk is up no good. Coyotes will get the rebound. Whitney in the open floor. Now it's Nix who will work his way to the lane. He will score the basket, but first he was fouled. The Cowboys commit their first foul of the second half. Caden Pictola with his second foul. Shot clock is off. 7 seconds remain in the quarter. And Iverson will look to put it in play. Here is Nix. Out front, Whitney. His shot clock winding down. Time winding down, and a three by Gunner Whitney. At the buzzer is up and good, and boy, did Jones County need an offensive spark, and they got it there as Whitney hits the three to end quarter number three. 44-43, Cologne has the lead. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment. My lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We go to the fourth in 1 minute on KPLO.
Best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes. That's the wish from everyone at Charles Baker Trucking LLC of Murdo. They know how hard you work each year out on the court. And that's the same way Charles Baker Trucking will go to work for you. For all your trucking needs, local or long haul, call the company that's proven to work hard for you. Charles Baker Trucking LLC of Murdo. Call 605-669-2100 or toll free at 800-669-2102. Now go get them, Coyotes, from Charles Baker Trucking of Murdo.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast to the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
Cologne as the Cowboys work with the basketball here in the second half. Cowboys commit the turnover, their 15th of the ball game. And here is Jones County. Again, Chasten Tollickson and Cooper Feddersen, two starters on the bench for Jones County. Up top, Jet Nix. He tries to spin it into the corner, ball tipped and out of bounds, but it was last touched by Jones County. Noah Carg tried to make the catch, but the ball had been tipped by Cologne, and he winds up touching it last, so it goes out of bounds and will be scored a turnover for Jones County, number 21 in this ballgame, 44-43. The lead to Cologne. Jones County led 32-30 at halftime. They led by as many as 11 in the second quarter. Alec Thiemann inside scores the two and pushes the Colom lead back up to three. Here is Jones County. Kinsley on the wing. Entry pass thrown away, turned over. And here is Colom the other way across half court. Cash Heath will bring the basketball back up top. And around the perimeter it comes. Minute gone here on the fourth quarter. Again, the winner will play Kadoka tomorrow afternoon for fifth. The loser will be done in this Jones County Invitational. No opponent for the seventh place game, as we're going to have a foul called on Colom on the rebound. Joseph Laprath with the personal. That will be his first. Just the second foul of the half for Colom. And now Jones County, Caden Kinsley dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. 46-43. At some point, David Hunt's going to have to make the decision with Tollickson and Pedersen how long to keep them on the bench and try to make a run here. You don't want to let this ball game get too far away from you. The jumper taken on the outside, up and no good by Braden Seegers. Coyotes will get the rebound, and again, a pass up the floor. Tipped and out of bounds. Colom with it, but a dangerous pass there again by Jones County. The Cowboys could not control it, though, and Jones County will keep possession. Here's Carter Iverson on the move. He goes strong to the rim and saw the opportunity, got away from his defender, knew the help was going to take a while to get there, and he goes to the rim and draws the foul. Alec Thiemann with his second, and a smart play there by Iverson, who will get a pair of free throws. He is one of three from the line so far this afternoon. Free throw number one is up good. 46-44. We have played 2 minutes here in this fourth quarter. Here is the second free throw. That is good. Colom leading. Jones County chasing the basketball. Here are the Cowboys. On the perimeter, quick jumper taken. It's up, no good. That was Cash Heath. He got the rebound. And then as he goes to the rim, a foul called on Jones County. It will be on Jet Nix, and that will be his first. Cowboys will look to inbound it. Vober with it. They work it back inside. Nice pass inside to Cash Heath, who scores the two. Colom has had eight different people score in this ballgame and have a three-point lead once again at 48-45. 5.5 minutes remain in this ballgame as the Coyotes operate. Bad pass and a near turnover. It is a turnover for Jones County. And going to the rim and scoring the two is Joseph Laprath. The foul will be the fifth team foul on Jones County, waiting for it to come up on the scoreboard. It's on Gunnar Whitney. His second foul. Count the bucket for Laprath, who has scored 23. He'll work the end one, and it's up good. And it is a six-point lead for Colom at 51-45. Pedersen and Tollickson back in the ballgame for Jones County. The Coyotes need some offense and need it in a hurry. Tollickson with it out front. They go high post. Pedersen down low. Whitney in traffic, triple covered. They go inside to Nix, who has the ball knocked away and stolen. Eli Vober with the defensive play, and Colom will try for the three, and it's up, and it is no good. Open look for Laprath, but the shot rims in and out, and is no good. Here is Whitney on the move. Passing it off, it comes to Nix. Now Iverson. And down low it comes. Nix brings it back up to the wing now. And a bad pass at the foot of Carter Iverson. Almost gets stolen away, but he takes off with it. And here, Carter Iverson trying to get away from the defense with the dribble. And that's a double dribble. And that'll be a turnover for Jones County. Number 26 on the night. And another timeout taken by the Coyotes. A full timeout. 4:32 remaining. 51-45 Jones County. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Graham's Best Western in Myrtle welcomes everybody to town for the Jones County Invitational. Graham's Best Western is a great place to stay with free continental breakfast and free internet too. All rooms are ground level, so you can park right in front of your door. Graham's Best Western is pet friendly with permission and has a large parking lot for trailers and RVs. Good luck to all the athletes in the Jones County Invitational from the friendly staff at Graham's Best Western in Myrtle.
The Buffalo Lounge and Restaurant in Myrtle wishes the Jones County Coyotes good luck in today's game. They know how hard you work to play your very best, and they're very proud of you. The Buffalo Lounge and Restaurant is a great place to kick back and relax with a good meal and good conversation. So come on in and see for yourself. Give them all you got, Coyotes, from the Buffalo Lounge and Restaurant in Myrtle.
Stay with us during the post game. We will bring you the KPLO Midwest Cooperative Player of the Game. We will do that during our post game report this afternoon. 51-45 is our score. 4:32 remains in the fourth quarter. It is Colombe out in front. Coyotes led 24-14 at the end of the first quarter. Had an 11-point lead early in the second before Colombe came back to make it a 32-30 Jones County lead at halftime, but it has been all Colombe here in quarter number three. The Cowboys on the baseline, Cash Heath with trapped, and the Cowboys are going to use a timeout. They'll have two timeouts remaining, a 30-second break here, and we'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Insurance. We all need it to protect our homes, health, businesses, and belongings. But having adequate coverage is just the beginning. You also need the support of professionals who stand by your side to protect what's important to you. Fisher Rounds & Associates combines the coverage you want with the commitment you need. Fisher Rounds & Associates. At your service, at your side. With offices in Pier, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. 4:18 remains in the fourth quarter. 51-45 is our score. You can just feel that the momentum right now belongs to Colombe. Jones County trying to chase and be a little more aggressive defensively. Trying to make something happen. Good ball movement by the Cowboys gives an open look to Caden Monroe, who puts the shot up and good, and it is an 8-point lead for the Colombe Cowboys at 53-45, halfway through this fourth quarter. Here is Jones County, and they turn the basketball over. And here Colombe goes the other way. They turn it over. Jones County will try to force the issue now as they push it across to half court. It has been a while since Jones County has scored. They have only got 2 points in this fourth quarter, but Carter Iverson changes that as he puts a jumper up and good. 53-47, but it's still a 6-point ball game. Steal in the backcourt for Tollickson. He'll leave it for Whitney, who fires from 12. It's up no good. Rebound out of bounds and will belong to Colombe. Cooper Feddersen in. Noah Karg will check out. 53-47. Coyotes trail by 6 as we work to the 3-minute mark remaining. Colombe with it on the perimeter right side. Laprath double covered. Colombe finds the open man. They go high post to Tiemann, who has the ball tipped off his leg and turned over. Coyotes will head the other way. Jones County has made it happen on the defensive end. Here is Nix. Around the perimeter, Tollickson. He'll try to drive, and he's held and a foul called. Cash Heath with the foul. That will be his third personal foul. The fourth team foul whistled against Colombe. Coyotes will look to inbound it as it comes to Nix. Now Iverson, the corner three taken, and it's good. Carter Iverson had a big second half, scoring 9 of his 14 points. 53-50, a one possession game now. As Jones County's defense has battled back, and here a reach and a foul called on Jones County. It's on Gunner Whitney, and it will be his third. And for the Coyotes, team foul number 6, which means Colombe is in the bonus the rest of the way. Again, the winner will play Colombe tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. The loser will go home. And a traveling violation called on Joseph Laparath will be the 18th turnover of the ball game for Colombe. A 3 from Jones County would tie the ball game. Here is Nix. Whitney, the skip pass, too tall for Tollickson. Iverson tries to keep it alive with a good hustle play, and it's off of Colombe, and the Coyotes will keep possession. There will be 24 on the shot clock for Jones County. As the inbounds will come to Tollickson for the tie, the 3 is up, no good. Rebound, Feddersen, put back, is blocked, and a foul is called. And Cooper Feddersen, who has been scoreless in this second half, will earn a pair of free throws as the foul whistled on Caden Monroe. It will be his second. And Feddersen shooting 2 will put the first one up good. Colombe will send Braden Seegers back into the ballgame, and Caden Monroe will check out. 53-51. Colombe leads, and now Gunnar Whitney with apparently some blood visible, so he will be tended to as the Coyotes do some quick work on the sidelines and quick tape job by David Hunt. Whitney will be able to remain in the ballgame. And here is the second free throw from Cooper Feddersen, and it is up, and it rims in and out, no good. Jones County will get the rebound. It is Tollickson, wraparound pass, Feddersen. Now Whitney, and with a new shot clock, Jones County has a chance to work here. It is Iverson playing the keep-away game. 2 minutes remain in the ball game. It's 53-51. Iverson has nowhere to go, and he traveled. Another turnover for Jones County, who had 13 at halftime. But the Coyotes now with 28 turnovers. And that will be the stat that will determine things. Colombe generous with the basketball as well. An unforced error there and a traveling violation is the 19th turnover for the Cowboys. William Looking Cloud will check in. Cash Heath will check out. Coyotes, a 2 would tie, and a 3 would give them the lead back for the first time since early in this third quarter. Nice back cut to Tollickson, shot is up good. The feed up top from Carter Iverson. 53-53 in a new ball game with a minute 35 remaining. Here is Colombe inside Teeman with the pass. It's tipped and it's stolen. Jones County steals it away. Now it's Tollickson out front to Iverson, to Tollickson. Wide open, but doesn't pull the trigger on the 3. Instead, goes back to Iverson. Skip pass inside. It's kicked and out of bounds. Colombe knocks it out. Jones County will inbound it. Minute 15 and the ball game remains. 22 on the shot clock for Jones County as they will inbound it underneath their own basket. It goes to Nix. Now Whitney. Gunner has it at the top. High post, Feddersen. Now Nix on the wing. He will push it back out front. Coyotes still have one timeout in their back pocket. We'll see if they use it here. Shot clock winding down. It's Whitney. A big shot there. It's up. No good. That did not touch the rim. Colombe will get the rebound. They'll push it up the floor and a bad pass, and the ball goes out of bounds. Teeman had the right idea, but put a lot of smoke on it at half court, trying to feed it to the baseline. He had a man on the run and put it right through his hands and out of bounds. 53-53 is our score. The Coyotes have the basketball once again and a timeout, Jones County. Their final timeout used as we are tied at 53. 30-second break. We'll take it with them on KPLO.
All Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo is proud to sponsor the Jones County Invitational and wish all participants best of luck in this tournament. All Pro Towing and Repair may be in a small town, but are capable of big jobs to help you when you need it most. Offering 24-hour towing, recovery, and lockouts. All Pro Towing and Repair also does light repairs at their shop east of Murdo on South Dakota Highway 248. Call 605-669-2075. Good luck to all Jones County Invitational athletes.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. The possession arrow points towards Jones County. Coyotes are out of timeouts. The Cowboys have two timeouts remaining. 53-53 is our score. And here is Jones County. About a 15-second differential, shot clock to game clock, as Carter Iverson plays keep away. Double covered up top. Iverson will drive, tries to feed inside the Knicks. Cologne knocks it out of bounds. Coyotes will look to inbound once again. Still 18 seconds remain on the Jones County shot clock as it will come in to Carter Iverson. Now Knicks high post. Back out to Tollickson, who will attack the rim. Shot is up, no good, but it is blocked. A foul is going to be called on Cologne. The personal on Braden Seegers. His second foul, Jason Tollickson at the free throw line. This will be a two-shot situation for Jones County. They try to get the lead back, and the free throw is up, and it is short. 53-53 is our score. 25.8 seconds remain in this fourth quarter. Second free throw up. Second free throw no good, and the rebound to the Cowboys. They can take the lead here. Remember, they have two timeouts to use. Looking cloud across half court. Bullet pass inside. Shot is up by Seegers and no good. Battle for the rebound and a foul called on Cologne. The foul on Eli Vober will be his first. The seventh team foul whistled against Cologne, and this will be a 1-1 for Jet Knicks. With 14 seconds remaining. The free throw is up and it is no good. And Cooper Feddersen tries to get the rebound, reaches over the top, goes over the back and commits his fourth personal foul. And Jones County over the foul limit now, and we walk to the other end for free throws, and Alec Tiemann will shoot the front end of a 1-1 for the Cowboys. 53-53 is our score. 13 seconds remain. And keep in mind that Jones County is out of timeouts here in this at this point of the ball game. These are big free throws for the 5'10 sophomore. He's three of puts the free throw up and good. Tiemann actually making his first trip to the free throw line. The first one is up good to make it 54-53. Tiemann with 5 points now, all of them coming in the second half. And the free throw is up, and that one is in and out, no good. Jones County will get the rebound again. No timeouts remaining. Foul in the backcourt on Cologne. I'm not sure if Jones County had a plan to get the ball into their front court. William Looking Cloud trying to make the defensive play is called for the reach in, and going to the free throw line for a 1-1 will be Carter Iverson, who is 3 of 5 from the stripe. Iverson has had a big second half for Jones County. The first free throw is up good, and that ties things at 54. 9 seconds remain. Still plenty of time for Cologne to do something. They do have two timeouts remaining. Second free throw by Iverson is up, and it is no good. Rebound Cologne. Here come the Cowboys in a hurry to the rim and a whistle. And then off. Well, what do we have here? Players hit the deck. No foul called, but it is going to be whistled on Jones County, and it will be on Carter Iverson. That was a delayed call, but nevertheless, a foul was called, and Braden Seegers to the line to shoot a 1-1. 54-54. Free throw, no good. Jones County has it, and I smell overtime. Shot by Whitney. Good if it goes. No, and we have extra free basketball for everybody. 54-54 is our score as we go to the overtime period. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales, and we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
With the cold weather, it's important to prepare for calving season so you're not caught off guard when the time comes and you're scrambling for supplies. See the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. They stock calving aids and equipment from calf pullers, calving chains, ear tags, and colostrum to calving pens, calf shelters, and windbreaks. They're ready to make calving season easier for you. Check with the folks at No Livestock. Call 223-3101, 223-3101 for Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
Hi, this is Michelle from your locally owned H&R Block in Pierre. Every dollar counts, and you can count on us to get every credit and deduction you deserve with or without the office visit.
You're listening to coverage of the 54th Annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament on KPLO 94.5 FM, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 FM, K26, 3AW, and Pierre Fort Pierre. Slow the drive, arrive alive as we get ready for the 4 minute overtime period. 54-54 is our score. We will jump center. It will be Jet Nicks jumping center with Braden Seegers. Tip off brought to you by our friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service and just take a test drive. Pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins and always treat you like family. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com. As both teams kind of directing some traffic a little bit, getting ready for the jump. And now we go, and the tip is controlled by Cologne. And here is William looking cloud with it. Pass inside. It pinballs off two or three different players and goes out of bounds. It will be Cologne basketball. Both teams are over the foul limit. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. I think Jones County, they do not have a timeout up on the scoreboard, but I think Jones County got one, will get one here in the overtime period. Cologne works inside. It's Braden Seegers who goes to the rim and scores the two. 56-54 Cologne. Again, the winner will play Kadoka tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 for fifth place. The loser will see their run in the Jones County Invitational this year come to an end. Near turnover for Jones County. Here's Carter Iverson. He saved the basketball from going out of bounds. Now it's Nix in the baseline. Underneath the basket, the jump stop. Tough shot up, and it's no good. Rebound, Cowboys. Cologne will bring the basketball across half court. They swing the basketball back to the perimeter. Laprath. Now Vober. Around the perimeter it comes to the rim. Shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, Cowboys. Out to Laprath. The three there is no good. Rebound this time controlled by Jones County. 56-54 Cologne. 2:45 remains in the overtime period. Jones County turns the basketball over. 29 turnovers. And a timeout taken by Cologne. 2:43 remains in the overtime period. It's 56-54. Cologne leads, and we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Hello. Here's to welcoming moments, big and small, embracing the unexpected, savoring life. At Avera, our nationally recognized health system will be right here with you, ready for anything. We listen to your goals and help you achieve them with care and coverage. We'll move you forward through sickness and health and every milestone in between. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/forward.
Good luck, athletes from Kennedy Implement in Philip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Philip.
Brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 56-54 Cologne. The Cowboys have the basketball. They use the timeout. They have one remaining, and they still have not put one up for Jones County. So we have to assume that Jones County is still out of timeouts. Thought perhaps each team would get more during the overtime, but apparently that's not the case. Here's Jones County trying to set up a half-court trap. Cologne handles it. They get the ball in traffic. Loose basketball picked up by the Cowboys, who send it back out. 22 on the shot clock. Laprath for three. That shot is no good. Rebound Jet Nix. And then a foul called on Cologne as the personal going to be whistled on Braden Seegers, who picks up personal foul number three. To the Jones County end we go for free throws. Jet Nix will shoot the front end of a 1-1. The ninth team foul on Cologne, so the last 1-1 of the ball game for Jones County. The free throw is no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Cologne. Jones County will catch a break there. Jones County will inbound it underneath their own basket, as it will be Carter Iverson who puts it in play. The inbounds comes out to Noah Karg. The left-hand dribble fades to the wing. Now it's Nix with it. Jet will bring the basketball out front. Here's Tollickson back to Iverson now. Iverson on the wing, swings it to the corner. Down low it's Nix. In traffic, loses the basketball. Another turnover for Cologne. Or for Jones County, pardon me. That's their 30th of the ball game. And here is Cologne from the corner. Laprath for three. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, Cologne. Braden Seegers will put it up and in. 58-54. A minute 45 remains in the overtime period. And this may be a must-score possession for Jones County. Three by Iverson is no good. Rebound Tollickson, and then a foul as Tollickson heads to the rim. Foul is going to be whistled on the Cowboys, and it will be whistled on Joseph Laprath. Or pardon me, it'll be 13, William Looking Cloud, not 12, number 13. William Looking Cloud with his fourth personal foul. Two free throws for Chasten Tollickson. The first of two is up good. Coyotes need to stay within one possession here. They trail now 58-55. Second free throw is up. That is no good. And Cologne will get the rebound. Here are the Cowboys the other way. Laprath on the move. Sends it out front. A dangerous pass, but Braden Seegers tracks it down. He will drive. Fires it to the corner. That is tipped and stolen away. Turnover, Cowboys. Here is Jones County. On the move, it's Iverson to the rim. Winds up on the floor. No foul called. Rebound, Cologne. A Cowboy player goes to the ground. He is going to be called for traveling. So Jones County will inbound it from the left side of the key, as it will be Iverson who looks to inbound it. They swing it to Tollickson for the three-point try. It's no good. Whitney with the offensive rebound. That won't go. Jet Nix gets the rebound. That won't go. And another offensive rebound for Jones County. Final minute of the overtime period. It's 58-55, and Jones County throws it away. Up the floor, layup no good by Cologne. Here is Jones County the other way. Need a three to tie. It is Tollickson. Left corner, or right corner, pardon me, as it goes back out to Whitney. Now Iverson up top. Iverson doesn't pull the trigger. Goes to Tollickson. The three is up. That is no good. Rebound Cologne. Cowboys lead by three. It is Laprath to the rim. He scores it, but before the shot, a foul is called. The foul is going to be whistled on Carter Iverson, and that will be his second foul. Joseph Lamprath with a 1-1 here, the ninth team foul for Jones County. But a chance for Cologne to seal the deal. Free throw is up. No good, though. The Coyotes will get another opportunity. They bring it across half court, and a timeout taken by Jones County, and they apparently do have an extra timeout to use here in the overtime period. 58-55, Cologne leads. A full timeout. We're back in 1 minute on KPMO.
Moore Building Center in Myrtle is your full-service small-town lumber and hardware store. They have all your building needs, including the newest addition, Showplace Cabinets. Get your free estimate from Moore Building Center for your home and farm building needs. Moore Building Center is more than nuts and bolts. They're full-service and ready to help you. Proud to be family-owned and part of the Myrtle community. Best of luck to all contestants in the Jones County Invitational from Moore Building Center. Slumberland Furniture and Pier is happy to help sponsor South Dakota high school sports. Stop by the store on the truck bypass and pier when you're looking for bedding, living room, or dining room furniture for your home. From a good night's rest with brands like Tempur-Pedic, Simmons, Sealy, and more, to living room furniture from Lazy Boy and Flex Steel. Slumberland Furniture and Pier has the brands you can trust. And remember, they deliver to your area. Stop by Slumberland Furniture on the truck bypass and pier for your next purchase of dependable quality furniture for your home.
26.7 seconds remain in the overtime period. 58-55 is our score. Jones County has the basketball, trailing by three. Possession arrow points the direction of Cologne. Jones County needs a three to tie. The shot clock is off as Jones County looks to put the basketball in play. It will be Carter Iverson who will inbound. As it comes to the corner to Whitney, now Nix. Open look for three. It's no good. Rebound kept alive by Jones County. Back up top, Tollickson. Now Iverson fakes the three. Steps to the side. Fires another three. Shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Jones County. As it's Nix on the inside, he'll put it up and in. Jet Nix scores the basket, but Jones County just has to put it in play, or Cologne, rather. They will go to the rim. The layup is good, and there's your ball game. The Cologne Cowboys with the victory. Braden Seegers will score the final basket of the ball game to make it 60-57. And in overtime, the Cologne Cowboys will come away with the victory. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment of Milan on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Check out the latest information at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page as well. And we'll take a 3-minute timeout. Post game is next on KPLO.
This broadcast of high school sports is sponsored in part by West Central Electric Cooperative, serving Central South Dakota for over 70 years. West Central Electric is proud of our area youth and the effort they put into their school and sports activities. Always remember, hard work and determination are not just keys to success in a game, but also in life. West Central Electric Cooperative continues to strive for excellence in quality and service for all of your electrical needs. Good luck, athletes, from West Central Electric Cooperative.
It's Jones County Invitational time again, and Philip Health Services wishes all the best to all the athletes. Philip Health Services is dedicated to the community through hope, healing, and comfort. If you're interested in joining their team to offer quality health care to our community, they offer competitive pay and a great work-life balance. If interested, please visit philiphealthservices.com for more information. And again, to all the athletes competing in the Jones County Invitational, good luck from Philip Health Services.
Elverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everybody competing in this year's Jones County Invitational. Elverson Oil invites you to stop in for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Elverson Oil C-Store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Elverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Jones County Invitational.
Welcome to the Jones County Invitational, Ruman Ag and Pioneer Season Press Show. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support area youth in their school athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. And if you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck to all athletes, to everyone at the Jones County Invitational from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Crescio.
Cherrytown Electric would like to wish all area athletes the best of luck at the Jones County Invitational. If you're a senior and your family are Cherrytown Electric members, you can apply for the $1,000 Basin Electric or the $500 Cherrytown Electric scholarships. Get your application in now. Deadline is February 14th. Drop off, mail, or email your application. Contact Chris Ron for more information at 605-856-4268. Again, the deadline is February 14th.
Nick's Fencing in Myrto is proud of local high school athletes and wishes them the best of luck. Nick's Fencing provides top-notch quality fencing services for your agricultural needs. Whether your needs are barbed wire fence, continuous fence, windbreaks, or building corrals, call Chris at 605-530-5104. That's 530-5104 to see what Nick's Fencing can do for you. Call now and book for next spring and beyond. Nick's Fencing says go Coyotes.
Game underway for our consolation semifinal matchup. Finally in the books, overtime basketball. Cologne prevails 60-57 as Jones County drops to 0-7. Cologne picks up their second victory of the year. They are 2-6 on the season. They will play each other in Cologne next Tuesday night. As the we look at individual scoring in this ballgame. Let's talk about Jones County first. The Coyotes with two double-figure scorers. They were led by Carter Iverson, 15 points. Iverson with 10 in the second half. Jason Tollickson with 13 points. Cooper Fenderson with 9. Jet Nix with 7. Off the bench, Jones County got 7 points from Noah Karg and got 5 in the ballgame from Gunnar Whitney. Coyotes went to the free throw line 26 times. They were 16 of 26 from the free throw line. Turnovers were an issue. Oh, my goodness. 13 turnovers for Jones County at the half. They finished the ball game with 31. For the Cologne Cowboys, they had two players in double figures, led by Joseph Laprath, who scored 24 points. Braden Seegers with 12, 9 for Eli Vober, 5 for Alec Tiemann, 4 for Caden Monroe, 2 for Cash Heath, 2 for William Looking Cloud, 2 points in the ballgame for Caden Pectola, and that is 60 for Cologne. Cowboys go to the free throw line 15 times. They were 9 of 15 from the free throw line, and the Cowboys with 22 turnovers in the contest this afternoon. Jones County led at the end of the opening quarter 24-14. They led at halftime 32-30. Cologne got the lead in the third quarter. They went to the bench leading 43-44 at the end of three. Jones County outscored Cologne by 1 to tie things at 54 going into the overtime period. And Cologne scores 6. Jones County scores 3 in the extra basketball frame. And that makes it 60-57. Cologne victorious. A ball game here that had 7 different lead changes. And Cologne was able to pick up the victory. 60-57 is our final. More in a post game. Comes your way next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Crossroads Coffee, Floral, and Gifts of Myrtle commends the hard work and dedication of all area local high school athletes. Crossroads specializes in made-to-order fresh flower arrangements and gifts for all occasions. Valentine's Day is coming soon. Don't forget your special Valentine in order today. Stop by Crossroads Coffee, Floral, and Gifts or call 605-530-2589 to place your order. Best of luck, contestants, at the Jones County Invitational.
best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes. That's the wish from everyone at Charles Baker Trucking LLC of Murdo. They know how hard you work each year out on the court. And that's the same way Charles Baker Trucking will go to work for you. For all your trucking needs, local or long haul, call the company that's proven to work hard for you. Charles Baker Trucking LLC of Murdo. Call 605-669-2100 or toll free at 800-669-2102. Now go get them, Coyotes, from Charles Baker Trucking of Murdo.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast to the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
Graham's Best Western in Murdo welcomes everybody to town for the Jones County Invitational. Graham's Best Western is a great place to stay with free continental breakfast and free internet too. All rooms are ground level, so you can park right in front of your door. Graham's Best Western is pet friendly with permission and has a large parking lot for trailers and RVs. Good luck to all the athletes in the Jones County Invitational from the friendly staff at Graham's Best Western in Murdo.
Buffalo Lounge and Restaurant in Murdo wishes the Jones County Coyotes good luck in today's game. They know how hard you work to play your very best, and they're very proud of you. The Buffalo Lounge and Restaurant is a great place to kick back and relax with a good meal and good conversation. So come on in and see for yourself. Give them all you got, Coyotes, from the Buffalo Lounge and Restaurant in Murdo.
Game continues here from Harold Thune Auditorium in Myrtle, 60-57. Our final in overtime. Colombe picks up victory number two of the season as they knock off Jones County. The Coyotes, with the loss, dropped to 0-7. They still look for their first victory of the season. And Colombe will play Kadoka tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, or pardon me, at 2:30 for fifth place of the Jones County Invitational. Jones County will end their tournament run with Bennett County not able to participate, no one to play for the seventh place trophy tomorrow afternoon. So Jones County's next action will be on Tuesday. They will travel to Colombe to take on these same Colombe Cowboys. Time for our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Let's hear from Golden Buffalo. We'll talk about our big play of the afternoon.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, you look at the big play of the game. It has to be the run that Colombe put together in the second quarter. Jones County led 24-14 at the end of the first period. They were able to push that lead up to 11 early in quarter number two, but Colombe was able to come back. A 16-8 scoring advantage got things close. They trailed by two at halftime, 32-30, but they made things interesting after that. Jones County really similar to like what they did against Stanley County last night, really trying to slow the pace of the game down and manage the pace of this contest. And Colombe was able to change things in that second quarter. It kind of turned into a track meet, and it favored Colombe at that point. And Cowboys were able to get the lead in the third and fourth quarters, withstand a charge by Jones County that sent it to overtime, and wind up winning it by a final of 60-57. And that is our big play of the game from the folks at Golden Buffalo. One more piece of hardware. That's the player of the game. And we will name our player of the game after this.
Planning for next year is right around the corner. But do you know how much nutrients your crops will need?
Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Well, we look at the Player of the Game nominees on the Jones County side. They were led by Carter Iverson, who had 15 points, 10 of them coming in the second half. Jason Tollickson with 13, Cooper Fenderson with 9 for Jones County. On the Cologne side, Braden Seegers with 12 points. Eli Vober got the start this afternoon. He scores 9, but in the end, Joseph Laprath, our Player of the Game, Laprath with 24 points. He had 18 of them in the first half. And he is our KPLO CHS River Plains Player of the Game. Two more games come to you or come for you this evening on KPLO. Back here at Harold Thune Auditorium in Myrtle, we will bring you the championship side of the bracket. Two good games. It will feature White River taking on Phillip, and that game will get underway around 6:30. We'll have the pregame at 6:10, followed by the matchup between Lyman and Stanley County. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off. And we'll have both of those games for you on KPLO. We'll be on the air with our pregame show at around 6:10 this evening right here. Drive safe while you're out there, folks. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. Our coverage of the Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament brought to you by the Buffalo Restaurant Lounge, Graham's Best Western, Myrtle Family Foods, Charles Baker Trucking, Crossroads Flora, Nick's Fencing, the Pioneer Country Mart, Prairie Pizza, Kennebec Telephone, the Pier Regional Airport, and the First National Bank of Phillip. Coverage of the Jones County Invitational also brought to you by Cherry Todd Electric, Rumen Ag, Halverson Oil, Phillip Health Services, West Central Electric, Slumberland Furniture, Moore Building Center, Kennedy Implement, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, H&R Block, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. Coverage of the 54th Annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament also brought to you by All Pro Towing, Fisher Rounds and Associates, and the Dakota Prairie Bank. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, Byright Seeds, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lane, Gimbel Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto Company, and Venture Communication. John Neff has been our technical director this afternoon, taking care of business at DRG Media Group's world headquarters. And I'm Darren Boyle from Harold Thune Auditorium. We bid you all a very pleasant afternoon.